A century ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are barely 3,500. But the picture may not be as bleak as it seems. The Indian government has announced its tiger numbers have jumped by a third in the past 4 years. And that is significant because India is home to the majority of the world's tigers, as Janet Barry reports.
This Indian government report called the 2014 Status of Tigers says there are now 2,226 of the endangered big cats roaming the country. That's over 500 more than recorded 4 years ago in the last tiger census. Conservationists say this is a significant reversal in fortune for the tiger, which not so long ago was threatened with extinction in India. It's good news, but there are still many hurdles to overcome to ensure the Indian tiger has a successful future, says Belinda Wright of the Wildlife Protection Society of India.
The threat, India seems to have started to get it right, and there's been a lot more focus in the past 3 or 4 years on better field patrolling and scientific monitoring.
India is believed to be home to around 70% of all the world's tigers. The Indian Environment Minister says it's the only country where tiger numbers are actually rising. Conservationists say the report shows that ambitious conservation targets can be met even in densely populated areas undergoing rapid economic growth. In 2010, the 13 countries where tigers are found all pledged to double numbers of the big cat over 12 years. This year, Russia's expected to carry out a survey of its Amur tiger. Other surveys are expected in Bangladesh, China, Nepal and Bhutan.
Janet Barry. The BBC has been marking the 750th anniversary of the first elected parliament at Westminster with a series of discussions and features about democracy. It is an issue of particular importance with key elections in Burundi this year and the Democratic Republic of Congo next. Both elections involve incumbent presidents who may look to extend their mandates and hold on to power. In Congo, a controversial law has been proposed that has sparked riots in the capital, Kinshasa. Meanwhile, in Burundi, there have been hints that President Pierre Nkurunziza might seek a controversial third term.